mystic. How shall I constantly think of you? And how shall I know you? In what various forms are you to be remembered, O Supreme Personality of Godhead?
O Krishna, o vrhovni mističe, kako mogu neprestano misliti na te i kako te mogu shvatiti? Kojih se tvojih odlika trebam sjećati, o svevišnja božanska osoba? Smisao. Kao što je bilo rečeno u 9. poglavlju, svevišnji gospodin prekriven je svojom yoga majom. Samo predane duše i bhakte mogu ga vidjeti. Arjuna je sada uvjeren da je njegov prijatelj Krišna vrhovni bog, ali želi znati uobičajen proces kojim obični ljudi mogu shvatiti sve prožimajućega gospodina. Obični ljudi, demoni i ateisti ne mogu upoznati Krišnu jer je skriven svojom yoga majom. Arjuna postavlja ova pitanja za njihovo dobro. Napredni bhakta želi da čitavo čovečanstvo stekne razumijevanje, ne samo on. Kao Vaishnava bhakta, Arjuna milostivo otkriva običnu čovjeku znanje o sve prožimajućoj prirodi svevišnjeg gospodina. On oslovljava Krišnu riječju jogin, jer je Šri Krišna gospodar yoga maje, kojom se razotkriva običnom čovjeku ili ostaje skriven. Običan čovjek koji ne voli Krišnu ne može uvijek misliti na Krišnu, zato mora razmišljati materijalno. Arjuna vodi računa o načinu razmišljanja materialističkih osoba ovoga svijeta. Riječi kešu kešuća bave šu odnose se na materijalnu prirodu. Riječ bava znači fizičke stvari. Budući da materialisti ne mogu duhovno shvatiti Krišnu, savjetuje im se da usredotoče um na fizičke stvari i pokušaju vidjeti kako se Krišna očituje kroz fizičke pojave.
So in this verse, Arjuna is asking Krishna to explain to him how we can think of Krishna in our daily lives as we deal with the material energy.
U ovom stihu Arjuna pita Krišnu kako ga se možemo sjećati u našim svakodnevnim okolnostima.
When one's eyes are filled with the ointment of love, premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena, then that person can see Krishna everywhere at every moment.
Kada su nečije oči premazane pomašu ljubavi, onda takva osoba može vidjeti Krišnu svugdje u svakom trenutku.
But until one reaches that point, he needs some assistance, he needs some way that he can remain constantly Krishna conscious.
Ali dok osoba ne dođe na taj nivo, treba mu neki način kako može ostati konstantno svjestan Krišne.
It's very nice here in the temple. There are pictures of Krishna everywhere. There's the deity of Krishna. There are persons walking around in uniforms who look like devotees of Krishna. And in every way, your senses are Krishna-ized.
Ovdje u hramu je lako, postoje slike Krišne, postoje božanstva, postoje osobe u uniformama koje izgledaju kao bhakte i na taj način su sva čula krišnaizirana.
So, to remain Krishna conscious in the temple is fairly easy.
Tako da ostati svjestan Krišne u hramu je dosta lako.
But we can't just stay here in the temple all day, 365 days a year, etc. We have to go outside and preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Ali ne možemo ostati u hramu 365 dana u godini, već moramo ići van i propovijati svjesnost Krišne.
And if we are not trained how to remember Krishna, how to see Krishna everywhere, then there is a chance that we will get distracted, we will get captured by Maya.
ako nismo istrenirani da svugdje vidimo Krišnu i da se stalno sjećamo Krišne, onda postoji šansa da će nas Maja skrenuti.
Preaching and Sankirtan are not for weak-hearted persons.
Propovjedanje i Sankirtan nisu za osobe slabog srca.
The very first instruction that Krishna gives to Arjuna is give up such petty weakness of heart.
Prva instrukcija koju Krishna daje Arjuni je ostavi tu slabost srca.
Anaya justamasvargyama kirtikaram Arjuna. This is not befitting someone who knows the purpose of human life.
Krishna rekao Arjuni, to ne priliči osobi koja poznaje cilj ljudskog života.
Arjuna was expressing false sentiment for the material body, and as the spiritual master, it was Krishna's duty to chastise his disciple.
Arjuna izrazio lažne sentimente ili umjetne sentimente prema materijalnom tijelu i kao duhovni učitelj Krishna zadaća je bila da ga izgrdi.
It was his duty to correct him and put him on the right path.
Krishna dužnost je bila da ga ispravi i dovede na pravi put.
So Arjuna here is asking on our behalf how all conditioned souls can be Krishna conscious if they want to.
Ovdje Arjuna pita u naše ime kako sve uvjetovane duše mogu biti svjesne Krishne ako to žele.
The process of Krishna consciousness is so nice. It is simultaneously easy and sublime.
Proces svjesnosti Krishne je tako divan da je istovremeno lagan i božanski.
And even the most simple person, the most ordinary person can reach the highest destination in spiritual life if they follow this simple process.
Čak i jednostavna obična osoba može dostići najviše odredište ako slijedi taj lagani proces.
But we are so unfortunate that we just don't have faith in the process to follow it seriously.
Ali mi smo toliko nesretni da nemamo dovoljno vjere u proces da bi ga slijedili ozbiljno.
I was just in Split and there we met one doctor.
Prvo sam bio u Splitu i tamo smo sreli jednog doktora.
So he gave us some herbal tea to drink.
I dao nam je neki biljni čaj da pijemo.
And that was it, that's his medicine.
I to je to, to je njegov lijek.
And he was telling us some of the restrictions, and he became very grave and started to give a whole story about how serious this was.
I onda nam je počeo govoriti o nekim ograničenjima i postao je vrlo ozbiljan dok je govorio kako je to ozbiljan proces.
And we could understand that he was dealing with people who are meat eaters, people who are drug addicts, people who have no control over their lives.
Mogli smo shvatiti da on inače liječi ljude koji su mesojedi i drogiraju se i nemaju kontrolu nad svojim životom.
So this is the routine that he has to go through with them.
I to je rutina kroz koju on mora proći sa njima.
He didn't realize that what he was telling us was so easy for us to follow compared to the way we live and what I've personally been following, that, as we say in American, it was a piece of cake.
Njemu nije bilo jasno da u skladu sa onim što mi slijedimo u našem procesu, to što je on govorio je vrlo lako. Piece of cake. Mači kaš.
So he's used to people who can't accept something even though it's so simple.
On se bavi sa ljudima koji ne mogu prihvatiti nešto iako je to vrlo jednostavno.
Prabhupada gave the example of someone in Bengal who has a basket full of apus, or in Bengal langara, mangoes.
Srila Prabhupada je dao primjer jednog čovjeka u Bengalu koji je imao korpu punu mangoa.
So that person in a mood of generosity goes door to door knocking on houses, knocking on the houses of doors, doors of houses, knocking on the doors of houses, giving away the free mangoes.
I ta osoba u raspoloženju velikodušnosti ide od vrata do vrata i besplatno dijeli mango.
So he knocks on a door, someone comes to the door and he says, here are some free mangoes, please take.
I onda on pokuca na vrata, neko otvori, a on kaže, evo ovdje imam nešto mango, možete besplatno uzeti.
And the person says, why are you giving away free? You have put some poison in it?
A osoba kaže, zašto to dijeliš besplatno, jesi stavio neki otrov unutra?
So we are giving away Krishna consciousness so freely, and it's such an easy process, and people think, no, I can't follow that. What is the value in that? It's probably I can't become Krishna conscious that way anyway.
Mi besplatno dijelimo tako jednostavan proces i zato ljudi kažu koja je vrijednost toga. Vjerovatno ne mogu s tim postati svjestan Krišne i ovako i onako.
You can get the highest benefit at such a cheap price by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya only.
Možemo dobiti tako veliku dobrobit za tako jeftinu cijenu samo zbog milosti gospodina Chaitanya.
Keep in mind that Lord Chaitanya, as he appeared 500 years ago in his two-armed form, appears very, very rarely.
Imajte na umu da se gospodin Chaitanya, koji se pojavio prije 500 godina u svom dvorukom obliku, pojavljuje vrlo, vrlo rijetko.
And Sanatan Goswami could immediately understand that here is Mahavadanya Avatar, the most merciful of all Krishna's incarnations.
Sanatan Goswami je odmah mogao shvatiti da se pojavio Mahavadanya Avatar ili najmilostiviji od svih inkarnacija.
He's opened the storehouse, he's opened the doors wide to the storehouse of love of God, and he's just distributing madly to everyone, freely.
On je otvorio riznicu ljubavi prema Bogu i svima to besplatno dijeli kao luđak.
So only a madman or a great fool will not take it.
Samo luđak ili velika budala to neće prihvatiti.
So here Arjuna is trying to also make it easy for us.
Ovdje Arjuna također pokušava učiniti to lakim za nas.
This is the mood of compassion and love that a devotee has. He wants so badly to engage people, to get them to taste Krishna consciousness, that he's constantly thinking of ways to trick them even, to take Krishna consciousness.
To raspoloženje bhakte puno samilosti i ljubavi. Bhakta toliko jako želi dati drugima svjesnost Krišne da stalno razmišlja o načinima ili čak trikovima kako može drugima dati svjesnost Krišne.
So later on in this chapter in a few verses, Krishna starts to describe himself, how he can be seen as the taste of water, how he can be seen as the Himalayan mountains, or how he can be seen as the light of the sun and the moon. And when you go outside and you see the sun and the moon, you can think, oh, there's Krishna's eyes.
Krishna u ovom poglavlju malo kasnije objašnjava kako je on okus vode, kako je svjetlo sunca i mjeseca, i kad god izađemo van možemo vidjeti sunce ili mjesec i možemo znati da su to Krishnine oči.
In fact, in the last two verses of this chapter, Krishna says, yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam srimad urjitam evava tat tad eva avagachatvam mama tejong sasambhavam. Know that all beautiful, opulent, and glorious creations spring from but a spark of my splendor.
Krishna u zadnje dva stiha ovog poglavlja kaže, znaj da sve što je bogato, lijepo i slavno potiče iz malene iskre mog sjaja.
And then he goes on to say, but with a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe.
Ali onda nastavlja u sljedećem stihu, samo jednim svojim djelićem prožimam i održavam čitav cijeli svemir.
But unfortunately, even the most intelligent of materialists get bewildered. They cannot understand Krishna.
Ali nažalost čak i najinteligentniji materialist je zbunjen i ne može shvatiti Krishnu.
Because Arjuna is a devotee, therefore he can understand.
Jer Arjuna je bhakta i stoga on može shvatiti.
What does it mean that Arjuna is a devotee?
Šta to znači da je Arjuna bhakta?
It means that he has rendered some service to Krishna.
Znači da je napravio neku službu za Krishna.
He has engaged his senses in serving Krishna.
Uključuje svoje osjetila u služenje Krishne.
He is engaged in bhakti yoga.
Uključen je u bhakti yogu.
Vasudeve bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojita janayatyashu vairagyam gyanam cha yadahoitukam. This is the natural result of engaging in bhakti yoga, that you become detached from maya, you lose your attraction for maya, and you realize that theoretical knowledge, you begin to realize it as vijnana.
To je posljedica predanog služenja, da gubimo ukus za maju i odvajamo se od nje i shvaćamo, to jest realiziramo duhovno znanje, i to se zove vigyana.
Devotees always have this experience that at a certain point of practicing devotional service, they begin to notice that they don't have the same interest in material activities anymore.
Mnogi bhakte to primjećuju, da u jednom trenutku njihovog predanog služenja vide da više nemaju isti interes za materijalne stvari kao prije.
Sometimes some devotees want to check and see if it's actually real.
Ponekad neki bhakte žele provjeriti i vidjeti da li je to stvarno istina.
So they actually go back to the material world and try to enjoy again.
I onda se pokušaju vratiti u materijalni svijet i uživati ponovo.
They go for a glass of beer, or they go for some outing with the opposite sex, or something, but they just can't get into it anymore. It just doesn't have that taste that it had before they became devotees.
Onda oni pokušaju popiti čašu piva ili izaći van negdje navečer sa suprotnim spolom, ali jednostavno ne mogu više ući u taj film, jednostavno više nema isti okus to kao prije.
Once you take up the process of devotional service, you become totally ruined for material life.
Jednom kad uđete u proces predanog služenja, postajete totalno uništeni što se tiče materijalnog života.
There are only two kinds of persons who can be happy in this material world: a total idiot and a paramahansa, a pure devotee.
Postoje dvije vrste osoba koje mogu biti sretne u ovom materijalnom svijetu. Jedna je totalni idiot, a druga je paramahamsa.
All the rest of us are just struggling.
Svi ostali se jednostavno bore.
Which is okay, because struggling to please Krishna also has its own wonderful feeling.
Što je u redu, jer ako se borimo da bi zadovoljili Krišnu, to isto ima jedan određeni dobar osjećaj.
Krishna always gives some taste.
Krishna uvijek daje neki okus.
In the beginning he gives shadow attachment.
Na početku on daje sjenu vezanosti.
You know, that first year or two in devotional service, when you're so excited and so thrilled and you're sure that very soon the flower airplane is going to come from Vaikuntha.
Imate svi taj osjećaj prvu godinu, dvije u Bhakti Yogi, imate osjećaj da će uskoro doći avioni od cvijeća i odvesti vas na Vaikuntu.
And when that kind of gets weaker, you get a mature understanding and you begin to discriminate between material happiness and spiritual happiness.
I kad taj osjećaj prođe, onda postajete malo zreliji i pravite razliku između materijalne sreće i duhovne sreće.
And then you realize that even a drop of spiritual happiness, amrita bindu, is far superior than an ocean of sense gratification.
I onda shvaćate da je jedna kapljica duhovne sreće puno značajnija i važnija od cijelog oceana materijalnog uživanja.
So the devotees are so compassionate and kind that they, amongst themselves, they go on churning the nectar of Krishna katha.
Bhakte su tako milostivi da oni među sobom bučkaju nektar Krishna katha.
And they invite others to come and join them.
I pozivaju druge da im se pridruže.
And in that environment Krishna manifests himself.
I u takvom okružju Krishna se manifestira.
Krishna says that I am not in the hearts of the yogis who are doing great meditation.
Krishna kaže, ja nisam u srcu yogija koji rade veliku meditaciju.
I'm not in the sacrifices performed by the brahmanas.
Ja nisam u žrtvovanjima koje priređuju brahmane.
I'm not in this place or that place, but I am where my devotees join together and glorify me.
Ja nisam tamo ili ovamo, ja sam tamo gdje moji bhakte su se skupili i zajedno me slave.
So especially in this age, the form of Krishna, which is most significant, which is most powerful, is the form of the holy name of Krishna.
Specijalno u ovom dobu oblik Krišne koji je najmoćniji je oblik svetog imena.
Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna avatar. In Kali Yuga we will hear Krishna before we will see him.
U Kali Yugi prije ćemo čuti Krišnu nego što ćemo ga vidjeti.
Bhaktisiddhanta said that one should not endeavor so much to see Krishna, especially in our neophyte stage. We're not qualified.
Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati rekao da se osoba ne bi trebala truditi da vidi Krishnu, specijalno na početku, pošto smo mi početnici.
But we should work on our own character, our own lives, and act in such a way that Krishna will want to come and see us. Rather than trying to see Krishna, we should act so that Krishna will want to come and see us.
Već bhakta treba raditi na svom karakteru i životu tako da Krishna poželi vidjeti njega. Znači, umjesto da želimo vidjeti Krishnu, trebamo svoj život napraviti tako da Krishna poželi vidjeti nas.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is explained that the devotee of the Lord does not find fault in others. This is called kutinata, fault-finding, but a devotee of the Lord avoids fault-finding of others.
U Srimad Bhagavatamu je opisano da bhakta gospodina nije sklon pronalaženju grešaka u drugima, što se zove kutinata.
But rather he tries to find out his own faults and correct them as far as possible.
Radije on pokušava naći greške u sebi i ispraviti ih.
And in that way he becomes very, very attractive to everyone, and his preaching has great potency because he has purity.
I na taj način on postaje vrlo privlačan za sve i njegovo propovjedanje ima utjecaja zato što je on čist.
In our preaching we have to exhibit the qualities of patience.
U našem propovjedanju mi moramo pokazati kvalitetu strpljivosti.
And perseverance.
I upornosti.
And enthusiasm.
I entuzijazma.
And we have to deal with people who don't like our preaching, who are not interested in going back to Godhead, and who are suffering from tremendous bad karma.
I moramo se baviti s ljudima koji ne vole našu filozofiju, koji se ne žele vratiti kući nazad Bogu i koja muči njihova velika loša karma.
So we have to judge what is the best way to engage them.
Moramo vidjeti koji je najbolji način da ih uključimo.
Because different people that you meet will be in different stages of evolution in their Krishna consciousness.
Jer različiti ljudi koje srećete će biti na različitim stadijima evolucije u svojoj svjesnosti Krishne.
And we have to almost sometimes right on the spot you have to prescribe a path of Krishna consciousness for a particular person.
I ponekad na licu mjesta moramo dati određeni put kako osoba može napredovati za određenu osobu.
Of course the general rule is that they should try to associate with devotees. That's the most important thing.
Općenito pravilo je da se oni trebaju družiti s bhaktama, to je najvažnija stvar.
But we may only be able to give some people Krishna prasadam for even years together.
Ali nekim ljudima ćemo možda davati samo prasadam godinama.
Other people we may be able to have some discussion of philosophy when we meet them outside, but they'll never come to the temple.
Drugim ljudima ćemo možda voditi filozofske rasprave vani, ali oni nikad neće doći u hram.
Other people may take a book and may read it, but may not come to the temple.
Neki ljudi opet mogu kupiti knjigu i pročitati je, ali neće doći u hram.
And some people may come and get attached to devotional service.
A neki ljudi mogu doći i postati privučeni predanim služenjem.
So Arjuna is so expert that he knows what is beneficial for all of us, and therefore he is asking these questions, and it has great importance for us, the answers.
Arjuna je takav ekspert da on zna što je dobro za sve nas i stoga pita ova pitanja koja imaju veliku važnost.
In fact, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami praises Parikshit Maharaj that your questions are glorious.
U Srimad Bhagavatamu Sukadeva Goswami kaže Maharaju Parikshitu, tvoja pitanja su slavna.
Because the answers to these questions will help everyone spiritually.
Jer odgovori na ova pitanja će pomoći svima duhovno.
Krishna is going to answer Arjuna's question about how to constantly think of him, but we know this very simple answer is by chanting Hare Krishna.
Krishna će odgovoriti Arjuni kako može konstantno misliti na njega, ali mi znamo da je odgovor jednostavan, treba pjevati Hare Krishna.
Actually, Prabhupada gave an example once of how someone, a devotee, sees Krishna in material things.
Što Prabhupada je jednom dao primjer kako bhakta vidi Krishnu u materijalnim stvarima.
Someone who's very dear to you and who you have a lot of association with gets a visa for Canada.
Neko ko vam je vrlo drag i s kim se stalo družite, on dobije vizu za Kanadu.
And moves away and lives in Vancouver.
I odseli se i živi u Vancouveru.
So you don't see them for some time.
I ne vidite ga neko vrijeme.
But then one day you walk into the kitchen and you see on the table their glasses case.
Onda jednog dana uđete u kuhinju i vidite na stolu kutiju za naočale.
And then you say, oh, there's his glasses case. Gosh, I remember so many good times we had together.
I onda vi kažete, o, ovdje je njegova kutija za naočale, sjećam se tolikih dobrih vremena koje smo proveli zajedno.
So the devotee sees everything as Krishna's property.
Bhakta vidi sve kao Krishna vlasništvo.
When he sees a car, he thinks this is Krishna's car.
Kad vidi auto, onda vidi ovo je Krishnin auto.
Actually, Krishna had a chariot which was much better than this car.
U stvari Krishna imao kočiju koja je puno bolja od ovog auta.
In that way, by seeing everything as Krishna's property and seeing Krishna's pastimes, by remembering his pastimes in the material world, one can remain in touch with Krishna.
Na taj način, ako vidi sve kao Krishnino vlasništvo i ako se sjeća Krishninih zabava, osoba može ostati svjesna Krishne u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
It takes a little practice, it takes a little experience.
Treba malo vježbanja i iskustva.
But that's the idea. Here's the process, here's the medicine, here are the directions how to use the medicine. You drink the tea 3 times a day and you get cured.
Ali ovdje je proces, ovdje su lijekovi, uputstva kako koristiti lijekove. Pijte ovaj čaj 3 puta dnevno i bit ćete izliječeni.
May not happen in 3 weeks or 6 weeks or 3 months, but it's the path of success followed by sages and saintly persons since the beginning of time.
možda neće proći za 3 tjedna ili 6 tjedana ili 3 mjeseca, ali to je put koji su slijedili svete osobe od pamtivijeka.
So just have faith in the process.
Samo imajte vjeru u proces.
And follow it.
I slijedite ga.
You just have to do it.
Jednostavno to trebate učiniti.
Just like, you know, they've got this big campaign about drugs and President, what's his name?
Kao što ima ovu veliku kampanju o drogi.
Who was the one before Clinton? Reagan, Ronnie. Okay. No, it was Reagan. Nancy Reagan, right? Just say no to drugs. That was her claim to fame.
Nancy Reagan, to je bila njezina izjava. Samo recite ne drogama.
Everywhere you see it now, just say no.
Svijeta možete sada vidjeti, samo recite ne drogama.
And everybody picked up on it, even who is this who makes the running?
Slijediti proces i dobit ćemo rezultat.
So, I'll stop there. Are there any questions?
Ovdje ću stati, ima li kakvih pitanja?
Okay, yeah.
Ovdje je rečeno u stihu da su obični ljudi prekriveni yoga majom. Sad mene zanima u vezi tog pojma, ali inače je rečeno da u materijalnom svijetu smo prekriveni materijalnom energijom, a kad dođemo u duhovni svijet, ako imamo neku višu rasu s Krišnom, onda smo prekriveni yoga majom, kao na primjer Marika Ashoda, pa me zanima objašnjenje. It is said here that ordinary people and demons are cannot see Krishna because he is covered with his yoga maya. And usually it is said that in the material world we are covered with yoga maya and then
Mahamaya.
Mahamaya.
No, Prabhupada uses the terms. Sometimes he interchanges them.
Ponekad šla Prabhupada koristi izmjeni značenje termina, koristi različite termine.
There's Krishna's internal yoga maya.
Postoji Krishna unutrašnja yoga maya.
And it looks like there's also Mahamaya yoga maya.
Izgleda postoji Mahamaya yoga maya.
this question gets asked 1001 times, but yeah, I think it's just semantics.
To je pitanje koje je postavljeno već 1001 puta i mislim da je to samo semantika.
Any other?
Još neko pitanje?
Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you.